Welcome to another hour of Folk Plus. I'm your host, Angela Page. This show, I've put together songs about family stuff. Mothers and daughters and children and families and letter writing from sons to dads overseas. I'm going to get started here with Roseanne Cash. The tune is Motherless Children. And thanks for coming on this ride with me.
Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is gone. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is gone. Motherless children have a hard time. There's all that weeping and all that crying. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is gone. Father will do the best he can when the mother is gone. Father will do the best he can when the mother is gone. Father will do the best he can, but there's so many things he just don't understand. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is gone.
Of sand, we walk. I feel her tiny hand. Ooh. Her eyes reach up to mine. Ooh. She found a tiny shell so fine. I don't want to know. Just tell me this, we'll all be here for her, come what may. Through the grass, the weeds, she's running on a stops to feel, stops to touch. Can't remember when I felt so much. she's running down the hill. The river beckons her, she will ask of me along the way. So many times I don't know how to say, I don't want to know what the news is today. Just tell me this will all be here for her, come what may.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, the schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England, the house is so empty and sad. Crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad and be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got in a wee bit of trouble, I guess that he never will. Because of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, and now there's nothing to burn. Bridget is happy, you named a child for her, you know she's got six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind, oh, when will you be coming home? Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880, dear Michael and John, my sons. I'm sorry to give you the very sad news that your dear old mother passed on. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Your brothers and Bridget were there. Don't have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers. And it's so good to hear that Michael's returning with money. He's sure to buy land, for the crop has been poor and the people are selling at any price that they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I guess that I must be close on to 80, it's 30 years since you're gone. Because of all of the money you sent me, I'm still living out on my. Michael has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. Thank you for sending your family picture. They're lovely young women and men. kitchen might even come for a visit. What joy to see you again. Kilkelly, I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that Father passed on. He was living with Bridget. She says he was cheerful and healthy right down till the end. Oh, you should have seen him playing with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside of Mother down at the Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the end. Oh, why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd love to see you again.
Well, in that group of songs, you heard Laura Burns and Roger Rosen doing the great Kilkelly, Ireland, and that's from a Fast Folk release. Before that, you heard the Bird Sisters doing Carly's Song. And before that, Roseanne Cash with Motherless Children. Doing some family stuff, here's an old song called Child's Song, and this is Canada's Murray McLaughlin.
Goodbye, Mama. Goodbye to you, too, Pa. Little sister, you'll have to wait a while to come along. Goodbye to this house and all its memories. We all just got too old to say we're wrong. I got to make one last trip to my bedroom. Guess I'll have to leave some stuff behind. It's funny how the same old crooked pictures just don't look the same to me tonight. There ain't no use in shedding no more tears, Ma. Ain't no use in shouting at me, Pa. I can live no longer with your fears, Ma. I love you, but that hasn't helped at all. All of us has got to do what matters, and each of us must see what we can see. It was long ago, you must remember, that you were once as young and scared as me. Mama, I don't know how hard it is yet, when you realize you're growing old. I know how hard it is now to be younger, and I know you tried to keep me from the cold, thanks for all you done. It may sound hollow. Thank you for the good times that we've known. But I must have my own road to follow. You will all be welcome in my home. Suitcase, I must go now. I don't mind about the things you said. Sorry, Ma, I don't know where I'm going. Remember, little sister, look ahead. Tomorrow, I'll be in some other sunrise. Maybe I'll have someone by my side. Mama, give your love back to your husband. Father, you have taught me well. Goodbye. Goodbye, Mama. Goodbye to you too, Pa.
Our time, we take our time. This is Molly, and that was my mom.
And that was the voice of little Molly announcing her mom, Lucy Kaplansky, who did Manhattan Moon about her daughter from her release Over the Hills, and Murray McLaughlin doing Child Song before that. Stanley Holloway is up next, and this is not a song. It's sort of a funny little ditty. Stanley Holloway, very humorous guy from England. This is old. Not sure how old this is. But this is the very famous tale of Albert and the Lion. Here's Stanley Holloway.
There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad was young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. They didn't think much to the ocean, the waves, they was fiddling and small. There was no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo, where they'd lions and tigers and camels, and old ale and sandwiches too. There were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose was all covered with scars. He lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on the bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with his horse's head handle and shoved it in Wallace's ear. You could see that the lion didn't like it, for giving a kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside the cage with him and swallowed the little lad whole. Then Pa, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Mother, yon lion's it, Albert." And Mother said, "I am vexed." Then Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly, when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. The keeper was quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure that it's your boy he's eaten?" Pa said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." The manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Yon lion's at Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Then Mother said, "Right's right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert, and after we'd paid to come in." The manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse right away, saying how much to settle the matter. Pa says, "What do you usually pay?" But Mother had turned a bit awkward when she thought where our Albert had gone. She said, "No, someone's got to be summoned." So that was decided upon. Then off they went to the police station in front of the magistrate chap. They told him what happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cap. The magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and he said that he hoped the Ramsbottoms would have further sons to their name. At that, Mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What, waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions? Not me."
When my body ain't my body, and my nights are not my own, but I can't disconnect my kids like you can unplug your phone, and I'm turning into someone that I don't want to be. I gotta holler just to live, to get what I need. Move these shoes out of the doorway, get these coats up off the floor. I shouldn't need to ask, seems I heard that line before. Must I shout, pick this stuff up please, or is childhood deafness a hot new disease? Well, I could call off dessert tonight, I could burn supper, I could make you pay. Oh, now you're listening, well, hear what I say. Your mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
In a world that's all his own. My different son, my different son. He's not the same as everyone. He's my different son. My little boy doesn't quite fit in. Schools and rules were never made for him. My different son, my different son, won't have anybody making fun of my different son. Already knows by now, he's always gonna be a different boy somehow. But there's so much passion, so much pride, so much possibility inside. My different son, set him free and watch him run. My different son, my as everyone. He's not the same as everyone. He's my.
And there you heard Ashley Wells doing Mama's Skirt. You heard Susan Werner doing My Different Son from Kicking the Beehive. And you heard Tina DeVeron saying, If Mama Ain't Happy, Nobody's Happy. And that's from her release of the same name. On Ashley Wells' CD, it's funny that Susan Werner actually makes comments about, watch this woman, she's really good. So I thought it'd be fun to put them back to back like that. So the next three songs kind of go together. Jonathan Brook from The Story is singing So Much Mine from The Angel in the House, and this is about the distance she feels with her daughter. And then we're going to hear Don't Take Her Away, Whitney Wolanin, and that's from her release, simply called Whitney Wolanin. And she's singing about when she learned that her mom was diagnosed with cancer. And I want to pair that up with Chris Kokesh, who's singing about a mom who's singing to her child when she found out that she does have cancer. So up first, the story.
Tell me dad said a family meeting at 5 miles mile, but it didn't touch her eyes. I knew something wasn't right. Dad said words, but I didn't hear anything besides. Mom's been sick for a little while. The ground opened up, my stomach fell right through, and I followed suit. I'm looking up from down there, grasping at the thin air, praying, praying, please, not today, don't take her away. Please, not today, don't take her away. Wake up before the morning light, tears still streaming from my eyes. Not sure it was just a bad dream anymore. Sneak upstairs, sit by your bed, listen to her steady breaths so that I could breathe again. She'd stroke my hair when I cried, told God please take all of mine, just give her back her happy curls again. And
feel like hell. We made it through the winter and it's starting to turn spring. The cancer just keeps growing and killing everything. My son's just turning 15, he already toes the line. He's so much like his father, I know that he'll be fine. Lucy is 2 years younger, but she smells like cigarettes. She still needs her mama, but she doesn't know it yet. Lucy, Lucy, there'll be joy, there'll be pain. Lucy, throw your weight. From the moment you could crawl, you thought you'd seen it all. A little flame burned so bright. Lucy, Lucy, good night, sweetheart, good night. Lucy, do you remember when your mama's gentle hand broke you in the dark and flew you off to Disneyland? Now I never see you smiling as you creep around this house. I know you keep a hotel soap in the shape of Mickey Mouse. Lucy, I remember when you found that baby bird. You were so mad at its mom, cause she never returned. But Lucy, it's a world of plans that fall apart. You must be the brave girl, not let it break your heart. Lucy, Lucy, there'll be joy, there'll be pain. Lucy, you have no idea what the world can throw your way. From the moment you could crawl, you thought you'd seen it all. You are a flame that burns so bright. Lucy, Lucy, good night, sweetheart, good night.
Chris Kokesh there doing Lucy, singing to a child about getting cancer. And then we heard Whitney singing to her mom about her getting cancer. And before that, the story. Up next, I'd like to group a family. I'm going to play Lucy Wainwright Roach. She's doing a song called Statesville. And then we'll hear from her mother, Suzzy, who's singing a song about Lucy. And a song from her dad, Loudon Wainwright III, called Hitting You, also about Lucy. Here's Lucy herself.
I should have driven straight through, but
But the call from the exit was loud, and I gave in, too proud to be scared by the moon. I stopped in Statesville for you. What's wrong? Hold it a minute. I'm happy. Send up a flare. Some of the dreams I forgot, they came true. I'm happy just to see you breathing. 15 years old, we made it in from the cold, loving when you were hardly alive. We had some biggies to climb. I'm tired.
Long ago I hit you. We were in the car. You were crazy in the back seat. It had gone too far, and I pulled the auto over, hit you with all my might. I knew right away it was too hard, and I'd never make it right. I was aiming for your buttock, but I struck your outer thigh. You had on a bathing suit, and right before our eyes, suntan skin turned crimson where the hand had hit, and my palm stung from hitting you so hard that I hurt it. Against a law in Sweden, charges can be filed. Here it's all too common, a parent hits a child. On your face I saw the shock, and then I saw the pain. Then I saw the look of fear, the fear I'd strike again. Then I saw your anger, your defiant pride. And then I saw one teardrop, the rest you kept inside. I said I was sorry, I tried to clean the slate. But with that blow I'd sown a seed, I saw it was too late.
Support for Folk Plus comes from you, our dedicated members and listeners, and also from Global Natural Food, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industry.
These days things are awful between me and you. All we do is argue like two people who are through. I blame you, your friends, your school, your mother and MTV. Last night I almost hit you. That blame belongs to me. Long ago I hit you. We were in the car. You were crazy in the back seat. It had gone too far, and I pulled the auto over and hit you with all my might. I knew right away it was too hard. I'd never make it right.
And Loudon Wainwright brings an end to the show today on family relationships. Email me at folkplus@gmail.com if you have any questions about anything you've heard.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors. Celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail. Morgan-outdoors.com.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. This week on Latino USA, the unknown history of the iconic little black dress.
Something about dressing rich, mostly white women is uncomfortable, especially while you're wearing the little black dress, your work uniform. You begin to wonder, why do I look like I'm her maid?
That's this week on Latino USA.
Thursday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.